Hey, I'm Zara J, relationship coach, author, and creator of the Passion Attraction Prototypes. And on this podcast, I teach high-achieving women like you how to break relationship patterns and create a match game plan so you can quickly identify and attract a compatible partner for commitment in less time using my six-step formula, the Captivating Courtship Code. Every week, I bring you lessons, reflections, and love-changing tips that have been proven to help my clients meet their partners and transform their love lives quickly. You're getting the inside scoop from my years of owning a matchmaking service and as an expert relationship coach that will take you from a wounded princess to a captivating queen of courtship. So, if you're ready to ditch trying to get him to commit, which are just anxiety-creating relationship tactics, and instead learn authentic yet intentional, proven relationship attraction techniques so you can finally have the partnership you desire, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Courtship Code Podcast. I am so excited to share with you that doors to the Captivating Courtship Code 2.0 Mastermind Accelerator are finally open. Yes, we are enrolling right now for our spring cohort, which kicks off in February 2023. Our new program kicks off with a three-day live event weekend in Atlanta, Georgia, where we dive into everything that you need to know about the new CCC 2.0 program, plus lots of other fun workshops and networking and bonding that I just can't wait to meet you and partake in with you. This 12-month accelerator is going to help high-achieving women who are committed to being committed. You're going to discover how to connect, court, and commit to the right ready man in the next 12 months. And this is the first time ever that I'm offering this type of promise. We promise to help you to attract a partner, or we will coach you for free until you do. That is our dedication to our clients. And we have never made this level of guarantee and promise ever in our time of coaching. I'm so excited to be able to work with a small group of women in a very intimate coaching environment to help them to achieve their relationship goals in a short amount of time. And I want to work with you only if you are fully committed to being committed and you are ready to get started now. If so, and you want to know if you're the right fit for this program, then complete an application, book your call, and then complete the red flag assessment score. On the call, we're going to get very clear on where you are in your love life right now, where you want to be in the next 12 months, and if you are the best fit for CCC 2.0. Because we're only taking 5 women into the program, if you are serious and committed and you want 2023 to be your year, this is your opportunity to decide now. Go to captivatingcourtship.com/coaching, complete the application, and book your consultation. We will close doors as soon as spots are filled, and we will not be taking any more women in until our next cohort in 2023. Look forward to speaking with you, and I can't wait to help you attract your partner. Hey, so doing something different from now on, testing this out, recording the podcast live as I'm going directly live in the Queens of Courtship Forum group, which is our new free Facebook community when you join to watch and sign up to watch the Breakup with Your Type masterclass. So I'm going to be going live in here while recording the podcast. And if you have any questions, you can feel free to post on the thread, ask any questions that you have about anything that I'm talking about regarding this particular live stream and podcast video. But today I wanted to talk to you about releasing any shame and guilt that you may have about not being married yet. And I wanted to go into this topic because as we are in the fall months and heading towards the winter, I've come across clients sometimes that struggle with seasonal depression or just any type of feelings of loneliness or disappointment or just feeling some shame and doubt in themselves during these fall and winter months. It's very easy for that to be triggered as your serotonin levels are low and where you just might not be feeling like your love life is making the progress that you would want it to make. So I wanted to come on and chat with you about that because it's normal during this time of the year for you to feel triggered, for you to feel down, and for you to simply just want to move on to the next chapter of your life. And of course, the next chapter of your life would be no longer being single, meeting that partner, having the family, having the travel life, having the things that you really, really desire that maybe you've been wanting for some time or holding out for some time, and it just hasn't quite happened yet. So if that is something that you struggle with and you hold a lot of shame and guilt around, or you question your worthiness or your desirability around, first I'm going to say that it's normal to feel those things. So you don't have to feel guilt for even feeling those things or for feeling those emotions. Those emotions are normal. When you want something really badly and when it's something that you value and you haven't had it yet or hasn't happened yet, right? It's normal for you to feel bad that you don't have it yet. Like it's okay for you to feel that way, but you just don't want to sit in those feelings and allow those feelings to just consume you, allow those feelings to push you into inaction, allow those feelings to determine how you view yourself, your worthiness, or what's available to you. So you want to make sure that while you want to process those emotions and allow yourself to feel them totally, right? You also want to give yourself permission to release them. So you need to give yourself permission to release the guilt, release the shame, forgive yourself for the past, forgive yourself for your patterns, to get on the other side of that so that you can start making better decisions and making decisions that align with what it is that you actually want. So today we're going to talk about struggling smart. Okay, when it comes to your love life, right? Accepting the fact that you're going to have some struggles, you're going to have some challenges. I love to tell people that you're even going to struggle while you're married or you're going to struggle before you're married. And most people will struggle with both, right? But struggle is just a natural part of, I don't want to say struggle as in like struggle love, right? But relationships in itself comes with challenges, whether that's relationships with your family, with your children, with your partner, with your business associates, with your coworkers, right? Relationships comes with struggle, and the path to relationships comes with struggle, right? And that's okay. Just because it appears to you that other women around you may have had it easier, or you can't seem to understand why it hasn't happened for you yet, doesn't mean that it won't happen. It doesn't mean that your time has passed. It doesn't mean that it's too late. There just may be some things that you need to do differently. So you want to get into the mindset of how do I create smart challenges? How do I make better decisions? What is it that I need to do differently? So I'm not just out here just struggling haphazardly. I'm not just keep running into the same wall and keep taking the same actions. What is it that actually needs to shift and change? Now, one of the things that I really, really want you to get into the mindset, into the energy of fully accepting is that one of the most important things that you're going to have to change is your mindset. It is your mindset when it comes to relationships, your mindset when it comes to yourself, your mindset when it comes to the dating and courtship process. Your mindset fuels everything. If you struggle with negative thoughts, if you struggle with negative beliefs, a lot of disbelief, a lot of shame and guilt, that will manifest in the actions that you take, and that will manifest into the results and the outcomes that you have. You cannot fake this. I don't care how much you think you know. I don't care about how positive you think that you're being. If it's not really rooted at your core, you're going to know this by the type of experiences that you're having, by the results, by the outcomes that you're attracting. You'll know what type of thoughts that you're really creating. Are they high value thoughts? Are they low value thoughts? Are they courtship for commitment thoughts that's going to get you in alignment and help you to attract the type of partners and relationship experiences that you want? Or are they thoughts and experiences that are working against you? Are you actually being open to receive? And this is one of the biggest things that I deal with clients in coaching. Is women having to get into the space and into the energy of being fully open to receive. If you are emotionally closed off, if you're guarded, if you struggle with trust, if you struggle with disbelief, if you struggle with feeling worthy, any of those things, you're going to block the opportunity for the men who are commitment ready and the men who are a good match for you to come through. You're going to block those opportunities. It just happens without you even realizing because it's the energy that you put out. It only takes me about 10 minutes at the most of being on a phone call with someone to know if they have a vulnerability block. I actually can pick this up in an application very quickly. I can tell if someone has a vulnerability block without even talking to them, to be honest with you. But even if I have a conversation with you, I could just meet you out in an event or just having a casual conversation with you. It doesn't take me long to be able to pick up if someone has a vulnerability block. So if I'm able to pick this up, and I'm a woman, right? I've been in this industry for almost 10 years, but I also have a lot of experience working with women behind closed doors. But think about the men who have been interested in women since they were little boys, and they've been getting to know women for a very long time, and they have had so many encounters with different types of women. They can pick it up too. So it's not something that you can fake. It's not something that you can hide. It's very, very clear and evident when a woman is not fully authentic or when she struggles with vulnerability or when she's not in a space of being fully open to give and receive the type of love that she wants. So we want to get into a mindset that allows you to create thoughts and to understand where to focus your brain and focus your attention so that you are creating the type of relationships and courtship experiences that you want. Because it all starts with your thoughts, right? That's just how our brains work. It's neuroscience. It's just how we function as human beings. It all starts with your thoughts. Your thoughts trigger emotions and feelings internally. Those feelings then manifest into the actions that you take, and those actions create the results and the outcomes that you have. It's one big loop. Now, when you are operating in the loop of distrust, and I talked about this today in the Relationship Reset, and I believe I talked about this in Captivating Courtship Code today. When you are operating in the loop of distrust, we talk about this in the Relationship Reset in Module 1. The loop of distrust will focus on the actions. And the actions that, well, you'll have a result. You'll have an experience, right, as a result of your actions. Those will trigger negative emotions within you. And then you'll have negative thoughts. And when you have those negative thoughts, you then have negative feelings. You have those negative feelings. You take actions that sabotage you. Those actions then create the negative experiences that you're trying to avoid. So you end up in this loop of distrust where you keep attracting more of the same negative experiences, more of the same types of men that aren't a good fit for you, more of the same type of outcomes. That's the exact opposite of what you want to attract. And it's so important if you are a woman, whether you're a woman that's over 30 or I would say over 28, but definitely a woman that's in her late 20s, in her 30s, in her early 40s, you're an ambitious woman, you're a high achieving woman, you have things to do. You do not have time to waste. It's becoming one of my biggest pet peeves in coaching and something that you're going to hear me talk about so much in 2023. You're going to hear me talk about this so much is getting the message to you as a woman in today's time, as a woman that's over the age of 28, as a woman who wants a family, who wants children, who wants a husband, who wants family, you know, dinners and vacations and all of those things that you want, which are great things to have, especially if you've never experienced them before. Of course you want them. It's normal and it's okay to want those things, but you have to start making different decisions. You have to, because your time is valuable. This is not to put pressure on you to make you feel anxious or nervous. And this is not to make you feel guilty or bad. This is just some real talk and real conversation. And I'm going to keep harping on this topic. I'm going to keep bringing this up because it's so important. And I want to drill it into you from a place of love. Your time is valuable. The window of time, that 10-year, 12-year stretch that you as a woman, when you're in your late 20s to your early 40s, that window of time to have a family and to have those things, it's not about the time running out. So I don't want you moving and attracting and courting and showing up in relationships from a place of scarcity or lack, because that's going to cause anxiety. But you need to show up from a place of intention because your time is valuable. And one of the hardest things for me is when I come across women who have not been married yet, or they do not have children, or maybe you want to have more children, and you're not valuing that window of time that you have to make it happen. Now, this is not to guilt you or to make you think that you're not doing your best right now. I 100% believe that you are doing the best with whatever tools and whatever information, whatever support you have been given. Okay? So let's just acknowledge that whatever information, support, tools, whatever it is that you've been given in life so far, you've done the best that you could with that. And that's okay. You can give yourself a pat on the back, give yourself acknowledgement, show yourself love for getting yourself this far. But you have to start making some intentional decisions to do something different because that window of time is valuable, right? It's not about it running out. It's not about lack or scarcity. It's about you valuing it. Do you value your time? Do you value your relationship goals? Do you value the quality of life and the type of life that you want to live? Are you valuing it? Right? Like, are you making the most of it? Are you doing it intentionally? It's okay if there are some things that maybe you need to do different. Maybe it's okay if you don't have the answers and you don't know where to start and you don't know what you need to do wrong. Maybe you've been taking lots of action and hitting a wall and you don't know how to pivot. That's okay. There's help and support for that, right? Like, you can get help for that. You can apply to coaching, make the decision to commit to coaching, do what you got to do. Boom. We can fix that. Okay, just that's an easy problem to fix, right? My daughter likes to say easy problems have easy solutions. You want to get a partner, you want to fix your love life, you want to do those things, we can do that, okay? You make the decision, you commit to it, you show up, you do the work, I can help you with that. That's fine. You want help with that? Reach out, go to the link in the descriptions, go ahead and make that happen. But you have to make a decision. It doesn't matter if you work with me. It doesn't matter if you work with someone else. It doesn't matter if you never work with anyone at all. But whatever you're doing right now, you have to start making smarter decisions because your time is valuable. And let me just say this too. Just because you decide to get help doesn't mean you've made the decision to value your time. Valuing your time means that you're being intentional, you're doing what's required, and you're really, really committing to being committed. Now, if you're a woman where maybe you don't really care about getting married, or you don't really care about having a family, or maybe you have children and you don't want any more children, and you don't have that sense of urgency to actually do anything different, then that's okay. Maybe you don't have any of those desires, but you're just tired and exhausted of the same thing because you ultimately do want companionship, then you still need to make the decision to make smarter decisions, right? But you have to get yourself into a place where you're making smarter decisions now. Smarter decisions looks like making decisions to make choices proactively and not reactively. I talked about this on the 10 mistakes that coaching clients make. And this is something that I've learned in my time of running these programs and doing coaching. You guys know I started off with matchmaking for several years, and then I switched from matchmaking to coaching. And I did this because, one, I just really enjoy coaching more than I enjoy matchmaking. I find that that's where my best skills are used. But also because ultimately I can teach you to be your own matchmaker. I can teach you what to do. I can teach you everything that I learned in certification. I can teach you everything that I learned from my years of experience. I can teach you what to do because it's not just what you're doing. It's also the mindset behind the actions that you're taking. If you're not changing the mindset, which is what you need to get coached on, then taking a bunch of actions is not really going to change anything. But one of the things that with clients and in coaching, and something that I've been able to pick up on in consultations and in applications, is, are you making decisions reactively or proactively? And you need to ask yourself that question because it's very, very important to your own growth. Making decisions to do something different should not always come on the back end of heartbreak, should not always come on the back end of rejection, should not always come on the back end of disappointment. It should be an intentional decision that you're walking into to get yourself out of problems. Get yourself out of being single. Get yourself out of the space that you are in your love life that you no longer want to be in. It shouldn't be from a place of damsel in distress where you're waiting to be saved. It should be a conscious decision that you're making to do something different, right? Like, even let's just talk about like with weight loss, right? Most people, and I've been guilty of this, right? Wait until they've put on weight to be like, oh, now I need to learn to eat healthy and work out because I don't like the results that I'm making, right? It's a very reactive decision. Instead of making that decision consciously and being like, I want to live a healthy lifestyle. I want to be healthy. I want to take good care of myself. So I'm making this decision now before there's a problem, right? These are two very different mindsets. And because I know what it's like to be on both ends, 100%, if I could go back in time, there was a time period where I was like super, super into eating healthy and working out like 4 or 5 days a week, up 6 o'clock in the morning in the gym. And I was really consistent and really good at that. And then I fell off. And now I'm back into my health and my fitness, but it's a reactive journey. And even though I commend myself for making the efforts and trying to make the decisions now before it's too late or before I get too far down the hole, but now I'm digging myself out of a hole instead of where I was at, and I could have built a tree, right? Like, I was already in a space that I was pretty good at, and instead of me just making good choices and being proactive so that I didn't go in a hole, now I'm pulling myself out of the COVID hole, right? Which is not the way that you want to go about creating the type of life that you want. So making smart decisions when it comes to your love life, when it comes to your relationships and wanting to get married and wanting to have a family and doing those things requires you to make decisions proactively and not reactively. The next thing when it comes to making smart decisions, right, making high quality relationship decisions, is making the decision to prepare for your best relationship yet. There's so much blessing, right? There's a lot of blessings in the preparation. And if you want to get out of that space of attracting more of the same, you have to prepare yourself for different. And the reality is that most of us just were not taught relationship skills, okay? I want you to start labeling it and looking at it as relationship skills. And it's okay if you're not very skilled at relationships, because most of us just aren't. We just weren't given the tools. It's not something that we're consciously taught. But that's not an excuse for you not to get them. So preparing yourself for your best relationship yet is what's going to set you up for a better love life. If you are a woman and you're always waiting until after the commitment, right? After the commitment, then you want to work on your communication. Then you want to become a better connector. Then you want to move your love life in a different direction or try to become a better wife. No, you make that decision before you get married. You make that decision before you find the man. You qualify yourself by preparing yourself for what you want. You should be able to stand 100% confident in who you are, that you know that you're a good woman, you know that you're an effective communicator, not an articulate communicator, because so many high achieving, smart, ambitious, intelligent women are really, really articulate communicators, but not effective communicators when it comes to relationships and connection. Those are very different skills. Just because you're very articulate and you have a great vocabulary and you understand how to express your thoughts doesn't mean you know how to effectively communicate in a way that creates connection, creates vulnerability, understanding, and be able to inspire the type of relationship that you want. You have to be able to do it effectively. So those are the feminine communication skills, right? But being a good connector, being a good communicator, understanding how to think about your man and how to qualify, how to think about the relationship, how to look at yourself as a woman from a different lens when it comes to relationships and the value that you bring is all a part of the preparation. Many women are not very clear on the authentic value that you bring to a man's life. You're not really clear on it. You may be telling yourself that, but I can always tell by how you show up, how you engage with men, the thoughts that you have, the emotions that you struggle with when it comes to relationships and when it comes to the courtship process. So you need to preparing yourself for the best relationship yet. Now, you can attract a man right now. You can attract a relationship right now. You can attract him with all the patterns, all the wounds, all the distrust, all the disbelief, all of the reactive communication, all of the combativeness, all of the neediness, all of those things. You can attract him right now with exactly where you are right now. But you have to ask yourself, with where you are right now, are you going to create the best relationship that you've ever had? Maybe you don't have any relationship experience at all. If you were to attract a man where you are right now, what quality of relationship do you think that would be? And be honest and transparent with yourself. Maybe for some of you, low quality relationships is just the norm and you don't even think that there's another option, but I'm here to tell you that there is. But you have to prepare for that. Just like you had to prepare for a job or for a promotion. It's like you had to prepare for any type of challenge that you knew that you were going to take on. Anything that you are planning to do that's of a certain quality, especially if you've never done it before or you've never had it before, you need to prepare for it. So there's no shame and guilt in having to prepare. Okay, I want you to get tunnel vision and put your blinders on for what you need to do for your own success. It doesn't matter what your girlfriends had to do, what your cousins had to do, what your mama had to do. None of that matters. What do you need to do for your own success and to get the type of relationship that you want? Who do you need to become and what do you need to do in order to become her? So the preparation. Making smart decisions. Number three, we're going to talk about communicating and setting boundaries. This is such an important thing. I love that we had Shanley in the program, in the Captivating Courtship Code, and she talked about setting boundaries and especially rigid boundaries. Are you in an energy of allowing versus setting rigid boundaries? Boundaries are about your values, okay? And as I'm saying this, I'm thinking about a question that was just asked recently in the Captivating Courtship Code community. But boundaries are about your values. So when you are trying to set boundaries with men, are you basing boundaries from a place of control or are you setting boundaries from a place of your values? This is really important. And can you effectively communicate those boundaries? Oftentimes, women, when they're in a space of having a difficult time with vulnerability and trust and connection, they're setting boundaries from a place of being rigid and control, not from an energy in a space of allowing and from an energy of space of focusing on, does this violate a value of mine? And you'll know that it violates a value of yours based upon how you feel, okay? But you know what your core values are. You know what the things that are important to you. So you need to ask yourself, is this actually violating a boundary or am I acting out of control and fear? And that's important because control is rooted in fear. Another way that you need to start making smart decisions is getting good at your emotions, managing your emotions. Now, as women, we feel. Okay, we feel and we're very emotionally connected and we can be like water and we can be still or we can be raging, right? Like there's so much flow and like goodness and richness in being a woman, right? Which is absolutely beautiful. But that doesn't mean that we're not supposed to control our emotions, right? Not control, manage our emotions, okay? Being good at effectively managing your emotions is really paramount to helping a man feel as though he can trust you and as though he knows you. So if you're closed off with your emotions and you're always putting your emotions under tight control, then the man's not going to feel like he can trust you or that he really knows you. If you are really wild with your emotions and really reactive, the man's not going to feel like he knows you and like he can trust you, right? So all of this plays a part in your ability to emotionally connect with a man, emotionally connect during the relationship and be able to build a healthy relationship. And that goes into the next thing, right? Creating connections, getting smart and getting good at knowing how to create connection. This is something that I like teaching, especially I'm so excited for the first cohort of Captivating Courtship Code 2.0. I'm so excited for this cohort. Doors are opening to it. We started off with 5 spots. It's already only 4 spots left, and I haven't even officially launched it yet. So that's amazing. But definitely looking forward to the next cohort for the first cohort of the 2.0 program. I've been running Captivating Courtship Code for the last 2.5 years, but for the 2.0 program, this is going to be the first launch for it. And doors and enrollment opens up for it really next week, but we've already started taking in requests and deposits for women who are committed to joining. And I'm super excited. I'm only working with 5 women for that particular program. So if you are curious about it, reach out to me, send a DM, make sure that you complete an application. I'll put the link in the show notes of this episode. If you're watching on Facebook, I'll make sure to put the link in the comments, or I'll put it in the description of the video. But I'm super excited about Captivating Courtship Code 2.0 because that program focuses solely on courtship for commitment. Relationship Reset focuses more on the inner work, breaking patterns, and meeting more men in less time. And that's what that content and what that curriculum is for, especially for those who have not gotten to 30 days with a man in the last 6 months. But the Captivating Courtship Code is for women who have been actively meeting men, who have gotten to at least 30 days with 1 or 2 men in the last 6 months, and they're ready to really focus and work with me in a very close container to help you connect, court, and commit to the right ready man in the next 12 months. So super excited for that. We have a 3-day live event that we all come together, dive into the curriculum. I do a deep dive with them for the curriculum with so many amazing things planned for that weekend. I'm just excited. Like every single time I think about it, I'm excited. And here's why. I've been wanting to add in a live event weekend and like a retreat type of weekend to the coaching program for the last 2 years, but it just wasn't the right time to do it. And I just needed some more. I need to develop my skills, right? This kind of goes back to what we talked about with preparation. There were some things that I needed to prepare for as a coach, as a business owner. There were things that I needed to prepare for in order to feel ready to do this event and to do this program at this caliber. So it took me 2 years of preparation before I was ready to commit to making this decision. And even in that, I went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then I just had to decide. I had to get coaching on it. I had to speak with my coach on it. Had to get a lot of coaching on it. And then, boom, made the decision. And we finally have everything set in stone. So super excited about it. Can't wait to go in and tell you even more about it. But just know if you do have questions, if you are curious, reach out to me because we're only taking a small group of women in the program so I can work very closely with them. I want to be able to use more of my matchmaking brain in that program, which is why I'm only working with a small group of women at a time to really help them to attract their partners in a short amount of time. So in that period, in that container of working together. So very, very excited for that program. But creating connection is one of the things that I focus on more in the Captivating Courtship Code than in the Relationship Reset, because Relationship Reset doesn't really go past the first 30 days. And if you aren't sure which program is going to be best for you, just feel free, reach out, book the 20-minute no-pitch call so that you can get clear. And if you have any questions about coaching, you can ask me on that call. But those programs are for women that are in 2 different places in their love life and in their courtship experiences. But creating connection is something that you have to get good at. And this is something that really affects the courtship and dating process that inspires commitment. And when you're struggling with creating connection, because maybe you're focused on what are you going to get out of it, and you're trying to move things forward, you're like pursuing the man, or you're very anxious, or you're just not qualifying him, and you're just annoying him, you don't really understand how to create that connection during the courtship process, it's going to create a bit of a barrier when it comes to inspiring commitment. And then also, the last thing that I've written down here when it comes to making smart decisions is prioritizing yourself in this process, especially for women who are high achieving women who are ambitious, who know how to make things happen in life. They often forget themselves and put themselves last. And this ties back to what I was saying about valuing your time. Valuing your time. It's so important that you place high regard on your time and you value the time of others as well. So, like, for example, if you feel like men tend to waste your time, I can guarantee you, you don't value your time as much as you may think you do because you're allowing your time to be wasted, right? So that's pretty obvious. But it's how you go about it, and you shouldn't be going about it from a rigid place. It should really be from a place of intention. But you have to get good at prioritizing yourself. You have to get good at creating your captivating life and finding balance between your career and your love life because your time is valuable. We have had a fertility coach come into the Captivating Courtship Code and talk about fertility, talk about womb health and preparing the womb. We've had very intimate conversations on calls with women about freezing their eggs or making those tough decisions, right? Like they're not bad decisions, right? But they can be tough and vulnerable and decisions and questions that women have that they sometimes struggle with and challenge themselves, behind closed doors or secretly things that they're concerned about. And while you want to make the best decisions that you can in those areas, you want to also make sure that you are utilizing your time wisely when it comes to your love life. Because one of the most painful things for me is seeing women not value their time, not value their time when they want a family, they want a husband, they want those moments, they want those types of experiences, and they're waiting for permission to have them. So I hope that this was helpful for you. I hope that this helped you and it gave you some insight. And I hope that it also gave you some comfort and some soothing that no, you're not crazy, you're not unworthy, you're not less desirable, you're not any of those things because you're not married yet or because you haven't attracted a partner. You just simply need to learn how to make smarter decisions. You need to learn how to maneuver courtship differently, and you need to start making intentional decisions now. So if you want help with this, if you have any questions, if you want help with this, feel free to reach out to me. You can either send an email or you can send me a DM, or you can just go to the link in the description. Book either a 20-minute no pitch call, or if you know for a fact that you want to join the Captivating Courtship Code 2.0 program, just go ahead and complete the application. Fill out the application, you'll take the red flag assessment. We'll do a call to get very clear on if you're a good fit for the program. I will only invite you into the program if I truly feel like you're a good fit. If I don't feel like you're ready for that program, then I will suggest for you to go into the relationship reset and do that. And then maybe once you're ready for the Captivating Courtship Code, then you can reapply. Or there's another package that we have for that as well. But give yourself permission to at least ask the questions that you may have so that you can get the help. Start valuing your time, start making smart relationship decisions, and take advantage of your time. Okay, so I hope that this was helpful. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Make sure that you listen to today's bonus episode where I talk about the 10 mistakes to avoid, and I will talk to you soon. Do you want to discover how to stop attracting the wrong men now? If so, then I have the perfect free masterclass for you. In 40 minutes, you're going to learn your specific love blocks that's causing you to attract the wrong men and exactly how to change this quickly. For the first time ever, I am sharing the 8 passion attraction prototypes that I discovered in my years of matchmaking with you 100% for free. You can sign up to watch the free masterclass at captivatingcourtship.com/breakup.